Then we come to verse 13. Came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, Art thou for us, or for our adversaries? And he said, Nay, but as the captain of the host of the Lord am I now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship and said unto him, What saith my Lord unto his servant? And the captain of the Lord's host said unto Joshua, Loose thy shoe from off thy foot, for the place whereon thou standest is holy. And Joshua did so. Now this really is the call of Joshua, and his commission is right here. And it's the same as Moses got out on the plain of Midian when the bush appeared that burned, and he was told to take off his shoe. Now, I think this man Joshua walked out one morning after they crossed the Jordan River, and he looked over the scenery. And I want to tell you, it was impressive. There was the camps of all the 12 tribes all around him. And he looked at it, and I think he swelled with a little pride. I'm not sure but what he was like a second lieutenant. My, I tell you, he was one that was in charge of that. And he's the one. And GHQ's in his tent now. He's the leader of this great group. And he is the follower of Moses. He must have felt pretty good. Then he happened to look down at the edge of the camp, and he saw one with a drawn sword. You know who that was? I believe that was none other than the pre-incarnate Christ. He's the captain of our salvation. He was the captain. And Joshua, he looked at this one and he said, You know, there's somebody down there that doesn't know that I'm the general here. And I never gave a command for anybody to draw a sword. I better go down there and put that fellow in his place. Let him know who's the general here. So he walked down there and, well, our translation says, Art thou for us or for our adversaries? Now, if you want it in good old Americana, here's what he says. What's the big idea? What's the big idea? Who gave you an order to draw a sword? And then that one turned, and when he turned, he's the pre-incarnate Christ. He says, I'm the captain of the hosts of the Lord. And when Joshua saw him, what happened to him? Well, he fell on his face before him. And you know what Joshua found out? Joshua found out that GHQ wasn't in his tent. It was up yonder. It was at the throne of God, and God was leading them. And he found out he actually was not the captain of the hosts of the Lord, that he was under someone else, and he'd be taking his orders from someone else, and that he would obey him. And you know, the thing about a soldier is he's to obey the command, those that are above him, the brass. I tell you, he bows before the brass and he salutes it. And that's what Joshua's learned now to do. Now, I haven't any problem with Joshua when I find him marching around the city of Jericho, which we'll see next time. He went around it 7 straight days and on the 7th day 7 times. I want to tell you one thing. That was a pretty foolish thing to do, as we're going to see. Now, if you had stopped Joshua on the 6th day and said, Look, Brother Joshua, or General Joshua, this is a pretty silly thing. He says, You know, that's what I think. Then why are you doing it? You're in command here. He said, You're wrong. I take my orders in another place. There's someone above me. I just happen to be a buck private in the rear ranks. And I'm taking orders there. And the orders have come from above, and I'm to do this. And you know, it's not my business to question. I'm doing it because I've been commanded to do it.